Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and hello, and welcome to Heavenly Grace Ministry Presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I'm your pastor, Dr. Pastor Ken. We're going to have a great show tonight, okay? I got a sermon plan. It's called Right Fear. It's in the series of Acts. I'm taking this from Acts chapter 4, okay, 32 through chapter 5, verse 16, okay? So, let's get ready for prayer, okay? All right. Dear Father in heaven, you're always near to us on earth, and we thank you for all the love you've put into our lives, Lord, so that we can be joyful even in all kinds of temptations and struggles, Lord. How much you have given us and how often you have rescued us from distress, Lord. Again and again, you have let the light of the life shine out, Lord. You give us light not only for the moment, but also for the future, Lord, enabling us to draw strength and assurance from the present, Lord, the past and the future, Lord, to the glory of your name. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Okay, well, we're going to start this out with a great song called "Give Me Faith" by Elevation Worship. Here we go. All right. We're going to play another great song here. It's called Give Me Your Hand by Enter the Worship Circle. Here we go. Worship. Here we go.
Flooding my world till I break.
Amen. Amen. Well, okay. I got somebody from 413 calling in. Let me see who I got.
Hello?
Hello. Who do
hello?
I got calling in?
Oh, this be Willie.
Willie, how you doing?
How you doing? I've been doing good.
That's good, Willie.
I've been good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Well,
or there any other? There any other callers? My dear friend, Doctor Rabbi.
They haven't pushed the monkey yet. As soon as they push the monkey, we can bring them on. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I was waiting for Joshua and some other people to call in, and hopefully my dear brother Spencer would call in tonight.
Interesting. Well, this is
hopefully Don Cornelius is supposed to call in, too, your cousin.
Well, this is my first time on this magnificent radio program, even though I heard you said your magnificent language before. Amen.
Well,
I get an amen.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure and an honor and a blessing to have you on.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I get an amen? Amen.
Yeah, amen. So, well, anyway, I'm gonna play some more music here. So I'll sit back and listen and be blessed by some music. I'm going to play.
Do you have any other callers?
They haven't pushed the one. Too.
Oh, well, hold on. Since this is my first show, can you see?
Yeah.
You see? If they.
Yeah.
Pastor Ken, since this is my first show, that's Willie. Can you see if they want to talk?
Well, I can't bring them on unless it was the one key. I mean, it's a privacy thing.
Pastor Ken. Pastor Ken.
Yeah.
See if they want to talk.
Okay, I'll see. Let's see who we got from 111.
What's up, y'all?
This
is Don Cornelius, brother.
Okay, well, we got Willie on the line.
Hello, Don. This be Willie. I guess I'm your second African American on the show, Pastor Kim.
Who's on the line?
Willie.
Is this Willie? It's my cousin. Hey, what's up, Willie?
Hey, Don. How you be, my homie?
I'm good, brother. How you
brother.
Doing?
I'll be good.
I know, brother. I know you always be good. What's
I'll
up, Ken? How
amazing.
You doing, brother?
Not bad. I'm doing pretty good.
You sound distracted, brother. Something going on?
I'm getting messages. They're saying, "Why is my show starting now?"
You started it earlier, so people could listen, brother. That's why.
Yeah. I started it earlier, so people could call in and listen. Yeah, yeah. Let's see who's on.
What?
If you want to come on? Okay. Let's find out who's on.
That'd be good.
All right, brother.
Who do we got from 662? Did you want to come on the air or not?
No.
Huh?
Oh, he said yes. Let him on. It's Johnny.
Oh, it's Johnny. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Let him
Johnny,
on.
How you doing? 62
Johnny, just be with from Des Moines. I guess Johnny be racist. I guess Johnny be against the
Moines. Yeah, Johnny don't like brothers. He's against black people. He don't like them. Him and Jesse Cole become a fast friend.
I didn't think he was like that. Let me see.
Nah, him and Jessica becoming. Oh, that's Jessica. Amen.
978. Who do we got?
Jessica.
Him.
What's up,
yeah,
there,
me and Johnny, we don't care for niggers too much. Or colors, I'm sorry.
Well, Jessica, you realize who this be, correct? You better watch your mouth when you talk to me.
We'll all get along tonight. How's that sound?
Yeah,
like,
everybody get along tonight. That'd be great. Let's see what we got from 765. Okay?
Oh, that sounds like Johnny.
Who we got from 765? Hello? You're on the air.
He's probably muted himself. He's retarded. Yeah, that Johnny's a special kind of retard. I'll tell you what.
Well, that's not Johnny. Johnny calling in from the 765.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh! Amen.
And who
I wonder who it is then.
Now they drop. Okay. All right.
Did Johnny drop?
You got Johnny drop? Okay.
Oh, he's a coward. He's a coward.
What a coward.
See, at least Jessica.
What a coward.
At least Jessica will call in.
What a coward.
Oh, okay. Well, no, Johnny called back in. Hold on. Johnny called back in. We got Johnny. Oh, shit. Oh, excuse me. Okay, you got to bring Johnny on.
Pastor Ken, I do not appreciate you using that type of language on this radio show. The Willis are listening. Please do not be listening.
Yes, I know. It was an accident. We got Johnny on here. Let's see that we've got Bryn Spencer. We got Spencer on. Hey, Spencer, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hey, Ken, I'm doing okay. How about yourself, my brother? What's up, brother?
Well, we got Willie.
Hey, brother.
We got Willie, Don, Jessica, Johnny, and myself.
Well, has old Marcus, a.k.a. Money Bucket, a.k.a.
Powder.
Dark Crypt Keeper, Colin.
Spending the money on them.
No, he didn't call in. Okay.
Las Vegas, helicopter ride, trip to New York, a row ticket, the Broadway show, the Book of Mormon, a shopping excursion, daughter arm, expensive Louis Vuitton handbag.
Willie.
That definitely sounds like some shit Longfeather would.
Yeah.
Well, I listened to the Bloody Bucket show for Kenneth, and I do not appreciate what you did to that fine show.
I wish you would
apologize. Would you apologize to Bloody Bucket?
Why I got apologize for what I did to this show? It was Pastor Kent that did it.
So how does Pastor Kent? Did Bloody Buckets claim that you gave Pastor Ken that you had the password to the show? Is that incorrect? Did Bloody Buckets
That's incorrect. I didn't give Pastor Ken no info.
Well, did you give anybody the password?
By the way, you're not Willie, you're Joshua. Okay? I know your voice.
Why did you say that? Just be with it.
It's not
Willie,
it's Joshua. Okay?
This is Willie. I am
highly offended. Yeah, okay, well. Okay, we're never going to make my show. It's not boring. You're Joshua.
No, Ken. Ken, this is Joshua's brother, James. This isn't Joshua. I'm Joshua's twin brother.
Uh-huh.
We sound the same too.
Okay.
Did you never mention me?
No, what? I never mentioned you.
Well, what? Why are you getting so angry right now?
I'm not getting angry. Okay? I just don't like tomfoolery on my show.
Oh,
I'm not, this
tomfoolery.
Is not
tomfoolery.
Hey,
man, brother.
He's
yeah, using my words, brother.
He's this black ass dude. We don't like him because he's black and stupid and low IQ.
No, it's not about somebody being black or white or pink or purple, okay, or whatever. It's not like tomfoolery. If you're gonna be somebody, be yourself. Don't be somebody else.
Amen, brother.
So I'm gonna change that name from Willie to the proper name. That way I know who I'm addressing.
Wait, who is this? Who would this be?
Who your boss is?
This is your boss. Okay.
Who this be?
Okay, we'll bring Johnny back on the line here. On the line.
Well, Johnny.
You know, I thought better, Johnny.
Yeah, see, well, I tell you, he's been aligned with Jessica recently, and now he's acting like a fool. He's all engaged in chicanery and Thomas foolery.
Okay. Well, 509. What about everybody's dropping?
So that's who?
509.
Are you gonna take it?
Huh?
Yeah, 509. Well, yeah, take it.
No, he's dropped.
Where's Kent? Is Kent gonna call in?
I don't know.
Give him a call back. Kent.
Hopefully,
Kent,
Kent
give him a call back. Dial out. Call in.
Yeah.
No, I want him to dial out. I want him to dial out the bloody buckets. The number that just called in to you from 509. Dial that out.
509 was Spencer Rice.
That's a Canadian area code, isn't it?
No, 509
is
Washington. Not Canadian. 506.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then why did you say 509 bloody buckets?
Spencer's back. Here we go. There you go. What happened to Spencer? What happened to you, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm still here. I'm on YouTube. I'm playing a little CQ. You know, everybody likes to make fun of how I talk, but, you know, the guy from We Came as Romans, Ken, that, you know, I've requested a few songs by them lately, and the vocalist passed away.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just on browsing on my phone on YouTube to some of the some live shows that they've done, and don't mind me. I'm probably gonna mute myself for a little bit, but I'll be back in a little while. You know. I'm just in that kind of mood right now, you know. I miss the guy, you know. He put out some good music.
Yeah. Well, I don't appreciate everything that's going on in the chat right now.
What's
happening? Oh, I don't know, man. I'm not in the chat, so I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Oh, Madeline is posting what Dr. Kent posted yesterday.
God, how are they working together?
Oh, yeah. Let me bring on 765 and see what they want to say now. Good.
Okay. Okay.
765, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's Chesto's butt buddy.
Hello. This is Johnny Longfeather from Seymour, Indiana, home of John Mellencamp.
Oh, okay. All right.
And my Jesco's Aryan brother.
Ken, is there anybody else calling in? Ken, is there anybody else calling
in? I'm sorry, I'm not good enough for you. Goodbye.
Not before. We just got Joshua, Johnny, we got Jessica,
Marcus. A guy named Marcus reached out to me on Discord, and he said he wants to confront you about what happened on the show tonight.
Oh, really?
And he's going to call in from the 902 area code. So when a 902 calls in, take that call.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that call. Okay. If he calls in. That's Marcus from the Bloody Bucket Show. Okay.
Yeah, he won't do it because he thinks that it's insane that you don't apologize for what happened. I agree.
Why
to a certain extent, you know.
What happened? I didn't do anything. I didn't cause that. I don't know who did cause it. Okay. You tell me who caused it. Did you cause it, Joshua?
How was I supposed to cause that?
I don't know.
How was I supposed to cause that? How could I?
I
didn't have a password. I didn't have any password.
I didn't give the password to nobody.
Yeah, I didn't have a password. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do anything.
And the password that I entered to get into the show, okay, was not working. Okay, so evidently, okay. Wally Buckets must have changed his own password and didn't remember he did. Okay, let me bring Johnny back on. Okay.
So there's not a 902 waiting. So you don't, but you don't believe you owe him an apology.
No, I don't believe I owe him an apology. Why would I owe him an apology? For what? Okay, because his show got hacked? Okay, it's not my fault. Right? Is it my fault?
I guess if you don't think it is, then yeah.
No, well, thank you. Oh, really?
Yeah, it has to be Kent. Yeah, like, I guess because Kent, I guess Kent is like that, you know. Yeah. Kent. Just a piece of shit. You know, but at the same time,
together.
Now, like, I just want to make sure that, you know, I get the facts for everything.
Yeah, I know, yeah. All right. Okay, well, that's great. This show is not a religious program at this particular time. So, guess what?
Ungodly.
Okay. I'm gonna probably end it. Okay. Because
why end the show? Why? Wait. Why would you end the show?
Fuck.
Why? It's supposed to go. Okay. So.
Longfeather, you a retard, brother.
For who? What? Because Longfeather just did that. Ken, I haven't said anything on Godplay's now. I'm not. I'm trying to have a good show.
Okay, but you're thinking that, okay, that I should apologize to 902 because his show got messed up, okay, and
Bully.
It's my fault.
No, I didn't mean that. I said he's expecting an apology. I don't know if you necessarily should. You know, I just was presenting a case
who took over the show? Was it not Kent?
I have no idea. Definitely Kent. It's definitely Kent because he brought on a caller, you know? Kent brought on a caller. So I think it was Kent who took it over.
Yeah. Okay, so why doesn't Kent apologize the Marcus?
I do not know.
He wants Marcus to apologize to them, okay, which Marcus is not going to do.
Hmm.
You know?
I want Ken to call in.
Yeah,
I mean,
Ken,
sorry.
Is there
Ken.
Yeah,
are there
I
any
do.
Other callers on the line? Are there any other callers on the line or no?
Don, Jessica.
It's never good enough for taking.
Johnny Longfeather. Okay.
Who else?
Can you mute Johnny for me?
No.
And
can you mute Johnny? He's being a prick.
Evil Johnny.
Spencer's been mourning of a death, man. He's very reclimped.
He's in mourning of a death of what?
Didn't you listen to him when he was talking, brother? The lead singer of his one of his favorite
No.
things.
Oh yeah. We're talking about the lead singer from We Are Roman.
Amen. Yeah, well, apparently that man is deceased and he's upset and he's a reclimped, so he doesn't want to talk. That's why he's on the mute or hung up, one of the two. I don't know, but
he's on the mute. Okay, he's checking out of YouTube.
Well, what do you mean? I'm still here.
What is that?
I'm here.
Yeah.
I don't know why Ken has to keep bothering him. He's listening to the show, brother.
Ken is listening to the show?
Okay.
No, Spencer is listening to the show, but he's also paying attention to other stuff because he's upset and sad.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm here now, though. I mean, I'm...
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm here now, but... Yeah, I appreciate the show and everything, but, I mean, you got to understand, you know, why I get in this mood, you know, I'm upset because, you know, the metal community lost a legend.
Right.
I'm just, you know, on YouTube looking for some live performances of the band and everything, Air Pistol, you know. I mean,
right.
It doesn't matter if the song is Air Pistol, but it's, you know, we lost a very, an amazing vocalist. We lost somebody at a very young age, and that's not, you know, it's very upsetting to me, especially, you know, he was only 28 years old.
What happened to him, brother?
Well, what happened was, the news came out. Even you know, CNN covered this, and unfortunately, I read some of the comments, from CNN, and people are like, "Who? Like, come on, man! Like this is a person." They had to do the, what do you call it? Where they, like, open your body, do,
autopsy.
Autopsy, or toxicology, I don't know these types of terms or anything, so I'm not going to pretend like I do. But they said, their family ended up coming out and saying that, he passed away from an accidental overdose.
Which
is really sad, but at the same time, it's very common in the metal world, I guess you'd say. There's a lot of people who do things like meth and heroin and all these other drugs, but with this guy, like he was not a part of that or whatsoever. He actually went to the hospital like a week before he passed away, and I don't know exactly, so I can't say 100% sure.
But I believe that he was prescribed something or some type of, you know, medication, and I don't know, just took too many of it, you know.
Right.
So whether he had health issues, I don't know. I'm not aware of it. But I can guarantee you it's not due to, you know, these crazy drugs out there like heroin and things like that, because I don't think he would ever do that. But he was one of my favorite voices in metal, actually. And he, and when I say metal, I don't mean, you know, screaming and going crazy, because this guy actually had a really amazing sounding voice. Even though he's younger, you know, he was 28 when he passed. I mean, I've been listening to him, you know, even growing up. He didn't scream. He did the, you know, the clean vocals, as they say. So he had, like, the singing voice, kind of like, you know, but like somebody like Barry Manilow. Like, he was a vocalist. Oh, man, I actually thought I'd get you to laugh at that, Don.
Well,
so is there anybody else coming in? Is there anybody else coming in or not?
Ten. Is 902 on, brother?
No.
Bring 902 on. Bring 902 on, bro.
You didn't call. He's not in here. He hasn't called.
902, you sure? You positive?
Yeah, 902 has not called. Okay? Nor has 506, which is Pastor Ken's number. Okay? Neither one has called.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
If he called, I'd bring him up.
Oh, man.
So whatever happened to that Ted Bundy guy?
We got an 857 caller that just called in. Find out who that is. Okay. All right.
What are you here, pastor? What's happening? This is Tony Gaga. I'm calling you from work. What's happening?
That's a lot.
Hey,
Tony.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, Tony, baby. Guys, what's happening? It's good to hear this. Once a week isn't enough for me. I miss you guys. Sure, what's happening?
Not the much.
Sorry, I'm muted.
We can't wait for your show to come on Sunday. We hope none of the shenanigans happens again, like last Sunday.
Yeah, I have to agree with Ken with that, Tony. I have to agree with Ken with that, Tony. Also, tonight we had a crazy thing happening with, you know, with this. I mean, he called himself Bloody Bucket. It's apparently Ken Hopper hacked his show. So I don't know. I heard the replay, and I mean, it was
I called into that show. I called into the Gigolo show. I heard the Pastor Ken, the other guy, you know, Pastor Ken. I heard the fat guy Ken. He was saying bad things. Repeating himself about flocks of fetish. I don't know. He was like, oh, follow me in the flock. What is he, a damn bird? What's he, a pigeon? What's wrong with him?
Well, no, he calls people that listen to him his flock. Like, okay, like a congregation is a flock. Okay? So that's what he's referring to, okay, when he says flock. He thinks everybody. Yeah, he thinks everybody that is on a particular chat is flock, okay. So, which is totally nonsense, okay. I know, Don. You're not part of his flock, are you?
Kent? Pastor Kent?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not, brother. Absolutely not.
Yeah, well, he was calling all of us the flock. How about you, Jessica? Are you part of his flock?
Yeah, I'm part of his flock. Me and him have some business dealings. We sell Tony Gaga shirts and pants.
Of course you do. You sell all my merchandise. Pastor, be careful, that son of a bitch. He's no good. He's no good. He steals things. He sells things. And he poops and ties.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Tony. You got your car detailed, so it's all better now, all right? Relax, Tony.
No, you owe me $100, you son of a bitch. Pastor, you know he did.
Hey.
Jessica, why'd you tell Pastor what you did? Tell Pastor what you did, and don't lie. Don't do it.
I accidentally made a little mess in his car. It was an accident. And, hey, that $100 you need, it's on the fucking roof. Short plow.
Hey,
hey, Jessica, I heard a rumor that you and Kent had actually you're working on the Masturbation Hut 3.0. Is that true?
Yeah, it's gonna be bigger and better than ever. Stay tuned.
It's already the size of my garage.
Pre-order. Pre-order, son. Pre-order, folks.
No, you're not smart enough, me. And I gotta pay for my time to be detailed, cause you're gonna break into it and take a poop. You know you son of a bitch. I got a police report on you.
Sorry, Tony. Tony, I said I'd take care of the pup.
Best.
Shall we? Let's make up.
Jessica, is it true that the new hut has like a sunroof on it or something?
Dude, there's all sorts of new features, and it's going to be great. Everybody's going to love it. It's going to be tremendous.
And the tent's going to be bigger? The tent's going to be bigger than it is?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's going to be
the size of my garage.
It's going to be bigger, but it's going to be smaller when you go to transport it. And you can whip it out. It'll have Tony's face all over it, and his, you know, where he's carrying those cheeseburgers, and has a lot of pictures on it. So, it'll be good.
Huh. Like it. The one I have has Tony in a thong, and the Italian flag on the other side of it. It's
It's
ungodly.
Yes. Mambo Italiano, Mambo Italiano, Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Sing it, Tony.
No, I take Sean's sex from you.
So, Tony, how do you like the new job? How do you like the new job?
Oh, Jesus. Well, the first couple nights were fine, but then you got a bunch of degenerates that lived in the building here. I caught one guy taking a piss in a mailbox. I caught another guy. He left a Twinkie on someone's car. I don't know. I gotta deal with that. I gotta deal with the cops. It's a stressful job.
So you're doing security work now, right?
Yeah, I'm doing security. It's a building right down the street from me, and it's not a good part of town. It's not.
Okay, all right. Well, at least you got yourself a job where you're working in the evening, you're making some money. Okay, it's better than not making money, right?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, you know, okay. At least you've got some income coming in. That's a blessing from God, you know, that you got the job. And I pray that the job goes well for you, and that your problems stop, okay, around there, okay? And you...
Is he taking a piss? Oh, come on, Tony. What are you doing?
Every time I'm on the phone, Tony does something. He takes a dump and pees. He pukes. He plays with bird shit. I don't even know. This is crazy.
I don't think that was Tony.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry, Tony. I'm in a car.
He's in a car.
You're in a car?
Somebody
flushed the toilet, brother. I don't. Who's on the commode, man? The shit is not right.
It's not me. I'm putting it back to me.
No, I know, Tony. I know it's not you, brother. It's not you. I know. I'm sorry. I think it's long, brother. He's always taking a leak on the phone. He thinks it's funny.
Always playing the indigent. Just like the Negro.
Probably him. Oh, shut up, Jessica. Go burn a cross or something, brother.
I will. I have and I will.
Yeah.
And Tony does it with me. He's my fellow brother in the clan.
Oh, hell no. Tony doesn't
That's
do that.
That's how me and Tony know each other.
Tony's a friend of the black man.
Nah. Yeah. I'd like to ask two of your questions here.
Who is this?
Is that Clay Douglas?
This is Clay Douglas here. There.
Help play.
Tony, I'd like to ask you, why do you feel like it's okay for you here to take my listeners? Yep.
Okay, I ain't take questions from nobody. All right, listen. Everybody knows that I'm a nice guy. All right, people want to talk to nice guys. They want advice from
I'm a nice guy as well. I'm as nice as they come here.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Joshua, stop. Who is that going crazy right now?
Is this Clay from Beyond the Grave?
This is Clay.
Tony, you better shut your fucking mouth before I get down there and smack the shit out of you.
Oh, you son of a bitch! Touch your hands!
Come on, can't we all come along and Kenneth,
tell Tony to shut his pie hole when he talks
to
me like that.
No, tell Tony to shut his pie hole.
Tell him that he owes me a decent bit of respect. He owes me respect.
You know what, Tony? You need to show some respect to Dr. Joshua Higgins there, and also myself, Clay Douglas, because you stole my listeners here.
Can you understand that? You know what Joshua said about me? You know what he said about me? He said that I, and Pastor Ken, my friend, the real Pastor Ken, he said that we have sex. That's what he said.
That never happened. That never happened.
You guys go mining together, though.
Tony is lying about what I'm saying.
Pastor Ken is
in
a relationship with Tony. Is yourself?
No, it's another Tony.
It's Tony Fatata.
It's not Tony Gaga. No. Me and Tony Gaga do not have a sexual relationship.
Oh,
Tony Fatata.
Nice explainer.
So, is everybody?
So Tony Fatata is. Tony Fatata is not Tony that you are in a relationship with.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not in a relationship with Tony Gaga. No.
Have you ever had any relations with him? Maybe like touched him or put something in him, or he put something in him?
No, I never met Tony Gaga. I only know Tony Gaga from the Tony Gaga show. Okay.
You only know Tony Gaga through a glory hole, maybe?
No, the show.
This is a godly show.
We don't need this shit. Show is special.
Really?
This is a godly show. I'm shocked. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so. No, we don't have a sexual relationship with Tony Gaga. We never have. Nor we ever will. Okay? We're just friends.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why would you say never? I learned to say never say never.
I can pretty much say that we will never do that. Okay. And I'm sure Tony can
do it.
I'm getting emails from that fat bastard Kent Harper. He sent me things. Yeah, he sent me emails because he heard me on the show tonight. He said, "I heard you on the bar. I'm Buddy Bucket Shaw, so here we go. I got something to be you and your friend." And he just sent me a bunch of stupid things in my email. This is actually pretty intense. I don't know if I want to read it. Faster. This is information about you.
Yeah, I know. Evidently, he went on and got some report from Google, okay? And it's my past, and the past is the past. Okay, what I do now, okay, is what matters. Okay? The past is the past. Okay, all right. And I don't live in the past. I live in the present.
Amen.
You know, all right.
Yeah. Screw the patriarchy.
And evidently,
the white race.
Pastor Kent Hopper has only got the past.
Screw
to
white
live
men.
In. Okay.
Screw straight white men. No. Straight white men are the devil. Amen.
What?
No, I'm saying it with you, Ken. I'm saying screw straight white men. Straight white men are the devil. You know, that's where, amen, I stand with you.
Well, I'm not going to say straight men are the devil, okay, because Tony's straight and he's not a devil. He tries to help people, okay?
That's right.
All right. He's
not straight. He's not straight.
Can I ask you a question? Pastor Kent, can I ask you a question, brother?
Sure.
I need to know something. And this is a hypothetical question, brother, so don't get angry at me. I'm just going to say something. If I said I didn't kill 12 people yesterday, and then I came on today and said, okay, I'm sorry, I lied, I killed 12 people yesterday, but that's in the past. Is that okay in your eyes? Basically, that's kind of what you're saying. Like, you can lie, but it's technically in the past, so now
that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, okay, yesterday is kind of like the present. Okay, I'm saying what happened in the past, okay, like in the 80s, okay, and the 90s, okay,
in the 2010s.
Okay, that's the past. Okay, we're living in 2018. We're not living in 1983 or 84, okay, or 86 or 87.
So if you told somebody, I don't know, 2 weeks ago that your wife and kids were killed in a terrorist act, and that happened in the 80s, but that was all a lie. Is that technically the 80s, or would that be last week?
Well, you know,
interesting.
Okay. That could be last week, but it was also the 80s. You see, you got to remember something. I haven't been in contact with Rosemary, okay, and I don't know where she is. Okay,
government. It was a secret mission, right? It was a secret mission where the government hid her.
I don't know where she's located.
Ken, let me help you. Ken, you don't have to defend yourself to this man. Don, let me explain it to you. See, what happened was the government like this. Basically, Tony, if you don't shut your mouth, I swear to Christ, I'm going to go to Boston and beat the living shit out of you and your mom. But, okay, Don, let me explain this to Don. Okay, then Tony, you better just shut your freaking mouth before I do that. But, Don, so what happened was there was a terrorist attack that killed an entire busload of people in Israel in 1987. Even though that's not on any media source, that's not on anywhere on the internet, there's no proof it ever happened. The reason why that's so is because the government covered it all up. Because it was such a big explosion that they said it would freak out all of America. So what they did is they basically hid all the bodies. But this is what blows me away, Don. I thought that couldn't be possible. But the real freaky part about it is when, even though everyone was blown up, apparently they were still alive. You know, when the government just hid them away. Oh. So after the explosion, Rosemary and Ken's 5 or 8 kids were still alive. Ken, how many kids were on the bus? Were there only 5 or were there 8?
5.
So 5 of your kids were on the bus with Rosemary. Okay. So
yeah.
Ken with his 5 kids on the bus with Rosemary. You know, Rosemary with her 5 kids, like kids that Ken and her had together, they were all on the bus, and they were apparently blown up. But at the same time, they weren't blown up. It's kind of like the Twilight Zone, you know, or the Matrix or something like that. So what happened was they were blown up in one universe, but in another universe they weren't blown up. So what happened was the universes merged. So in this universe now, Rosemary was able to come back to life. But then when the universes merged, the U.S. government found out about that. So the U.S. government had to cover it up in order to keep the current cover-up going. And Kent, is that correct? Because that's what I understood of that.
Is that true, Kent?
And I don't know where they are, okay?
Is what Higgins said true, though?
It's a good explanation. It's a good explanation.
I know it's an
explanation. That is a good explanation. Thank you. That does make perfect sense, doesn't it, Kent? That makes perfect sense.
Two universes merged? Is that what you're saying?
It's not really two universes merged. It just means what I thought happened that evidently didn't happen.
Oh, okay. That's a pretty powerful metaphor right there. Why didn't they contact you when they were reborn or whatever? Did they not remember?
I don't know.
Were their memory was scrubbed? Was their memory scrubbed and they didn't remember you?
I don't know. I know yeah. One daughter. I know one daughter did. Okay. That's my stepdaughter. Okay, when my son got injured. Okay, and what I mean by I don't know where my wife is means I don't know where my wife is, Johnny. What part of that do you not understand? I do not know where she is. Okay, I have no clue.
Well, let me just say,
where she is.
I appreciate the simple explanation that Higgins gave. It was very simple and easy to follow, and now it makes all the world of sense to me. So, thank you, Higgins, for that. I'm now convinced. Also, Higgins, if you could you explain to me the 47 arrests that were obviously not true that Kent has sent everyone that apparently Pastor Rabbi Reverend Ken had been arrested 47 times, but that's obviously not true, correct?
I wasn't
It's all basically.
I was arrested.
No, it was all misunderstanding.
I was arrested.
Oh, okay.
Ken, I got you.
Oh.
No, Ken, do not grace Don with your presence, okay? Let me explain this to you. Like Ken said, he was arrested one time, and every other time was a misunderstanding. Where in the event of a misunderstanding, the police may come talk to you, you may be put in cuffs, you may be put in everything. But it's not an arrest. It's just a misunderstanding based on what's really going on. You know, that's where only Ken has only been arrested once, but everything else has just been a simple misunderstanding. Where I wasn't qualified as an arrest either. So
So that's where I think, I know that's where Kim's coming from. You know, we're sure he may have been put in the back of the cop car. He may have been processed for booking. But that's not.
No, I've never been processed for booking, only one time. One time. And that was for that obtaining property under false pretense. Okay, which I admitted to on air before. Okay, and I said I went to prison, which I did. Okay, because I couldn't pay what I needed to pay. Okay, so I did my time, and my time is over. That was back in the 90s. Okay, so the past is the past. What I have been doing with my life since then, okay, doesn't equate to the past. Okay.
Amen.
Past.
Yeah,
okay.
Ken, let me throw this logic by you. Let me throw this logic by you, Ken. So let's say that somebody like Pastor Kent raised his son in the past. Is the past, and that was 5 years ago, is the past still the past?
The past is still the past. It still makes him a pedosexual. Okay, what he did
but
in the past is the
past.
Okay,
but then why don't you support the LGQTP? Why don't you support the LGQTP
I'm not going to support no pedosexual movement. Okay, I don't believe in pedosexuality as anywhere near the LGBTQ community. It has no bearing. It has no need to be there. Okay.
But
I
mean, the past is the past.
Listen, okay, the LGBTQ community does not want to be recognized, okay, with the P movement, and the reason why, let's think about this, okay, if they did allow the P to be recognized with the LGBTQ community, everybody would think that all lesbians and gays and transgenders and bisexuals a pedosexual, okay, which is not true.
Not really. No, that's not what they think at all. That is the dumbest thing I've heard. Because how can somebody who's a lesbian be bisexual? Let me explain this to you. How can somebody who's a lesbian be a bisexual? How somebody that is a lesbian can be gay? They can't. How somebody who's a lesbian be transsexual? They can't. If you meet one of these categories, you, by default, can't fall into another.
What I'm trying to say is the LGBT community as a whole does not want to endorse the P behind its name. Okay?
Because they're racist, I understand.
No, they're not racist. They just don't want to be associated with pedosexuals. Okay?
Because they're racist, yeah.
Joshua, you're gay.
Is it not?
You want to have a P behind the name?
No, I don't, but I'm racist. You know, and Tony, if you don't shut your mouth in that background, I swear to Christ, I'm about to jam your throat
you,
shut.
You can talk. You
listen,
got a right to talk. He's on the show. He's got any right to talk.
Try me one more time. I'm going to go to wherever you wish. Okay? And you're going to get a sugar on me. When the sun don't shine. That's what's going to happen.
It's a good thing my cousin Clarence is in jail, brother.
You can't talk to Ken and I like that. Ken's got my back. He's going to go up to Boston when he gets off his respirator because he has bad emphysema. And after he gets off that respirator, he's going to go to Boston.
Brother.
Back to shit. Undiagnosed, brother. Undiagnosed emphysema. He's going to go up to Boston. And he's going to smack the shit out of you.
I am not going to go smack the shit out of Tony Gaga. Tony Gaga is my friend. Okay? And,
Clarence don't make parole, brother.
Okay? And I appreciate everything that Tony Gaga does on his show. Unfortunately, people don't appreciate Tony Gaga. Okay? Because if they did appreciate Tony Gaga, you wouldn't have so many pro callers. Okay. Am I right, Tony?
You're way faster. I actually way.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, Tony. I just feel like you're just not being such a pussy
bitch. There's a respect issue there. They're not respecting Tony Gaga, okay? Okay, honestly.
No. Well, Ken, I do respect Tony Gaga. I do bring up great topics for him. I try to solicit good advice. When you call in, you threaten to sue him. You know,
that
like that's where
one
I
time.
Respect
that
Tony.
Was one time. That was one time about, okay, because I was mad that he was allowing this fake pastor, okay, to impersonate me. And I had to get it through him.
But wait a minute, Ken.
Well, that was a
Ken,
different
Ken, why did you
that
lie? Ken, you lied to Tony Gaga, though, when you said that voice wasn't yours on that recording. That was you, brother. That was you.
No, that wasn't. That was.
No, crazy. That was. That was definitely Ken. That was not Ken.
Ken.
Ken was talking about making love to Higgins. He was talking about making love to Higgins. That was anybody got that recorded? That is Ken. Ken.
That is not Ken.
You're all about honesty, Ken. Tell him the truth, brother.
I stand by you, Ken. I stand by you.
Well, of course you stand by me. You're talking about making love to you.
Listen,
how great
listen,
you were.
Don, listen. Wasn't your name Don the A-hole rapist? Wasn't Johnny?
Yes, my name. Yes, my name it was Don the Anal. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
See, that's you, brother.
Hold on a second. Okay, I may have said that. But I was trying to do that. I said that.
But you lied. To Tony Gaga.
Well, listen.
Did you lie to Tony Gaga?
Did you lie to Tony Gaga? Why did your guys' names change back right? Okay? And this is.
I know, but did you lie to Tony Gaga? Yes or no? Yes or no, Ken?
No.
By the way, Ken, I appreciate it. You got my name back to what it is, and I really appreciate that. That's
okay.
Thank you very much for helping me.
This is the respect I get from Don for trying to help him get his name back changed. So I may have said
I'm trying to help you stop lying. You lie.
No.
I'm trying to get you to stop lying.
Okay.
Ken, get. Don, please stop lying about Ken. Ken, we all know you
I'm
really
not lying,
say
man.
That, you know, Ken, we all know you didn't say that. It's not like you don't have to listen to Don. Tony, do you think Ken said that?
Well, anyway, listen. Okay, I'm gonna end this show early. Okay.
No, Ken. We don't need to end the show early. We don't need to end it early. We're having a great conversation.
Why?
Because one person? One person? Just because one person is accusing you of things? Just because one person is accusing you of things?
Ken, you know what? Listen, Ken. I'll mute myself. You have the rest of the show. I won't say another word about anything, okay?
Well, you can, I don't want you to mute yourself.
Look, I'm not going to be the reason that you stop doing your show, brother. Listen. I said what I said. I stand by it. I will mute myself. All I want you to do is tell the truth. That's it. I know. You explained to me before why you said what you said. I understand. I just want you to tell Tony the truth. That's all I wanted, but it's fine.
Well,
I will mute myself. You do the rest of the show.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, Tony, listen. Okay? There was a situation going on. Okay, in our chat, okay, where everybody's name was changed to something that was ungodly. I'm talking about really nasty. Okay,
not that bad.
Oh yeah, it was changed to IE can't come. Okay, and it was all
Hello?
Kinds of weird names. Okay, so okay, in order to get people's names to be changed right, Joshua Higgins come up with a phrase. Okay, it says if I say this, he will change everybody's name back to where they need to be. Okay? All right? So I said the phrase, but it was reported by Dr. Kent Hopper. So he can sit there and start trouble on your show. Okay?
Yes.
Okay? Which I did not know was being recorded. Okay? If I thought it was being recorded, I never would have said it. Okay? In the first place. Okay? But I was trying to be...
Can I just say something? Ken.
Yeah.
Can I just say that, Ken, that one, that my name was changed. Because of Ken did what he did, my name was changed back to Bishop Don Cornelius. I want to say that. And I also want to say that Kent was the one that recorded. Kent is behind all this. He's behind the recordings. He's behind all the crap you're getting sent in the mail, Tony. He's behind everything. It's not Ken. You guys are taking what I'm saying as I think Ken is behind this or Ken's bad or whatever. I'm not saying that. Ken is the good guy. Kent is the bad guy. I'm just saying Ken needs to be honest with Tony about what happened, which is exactly what he's doing right now. All right. I'll put myself back on mute.
Okay. So anyway. So I said that, okay, not knowing that it was being recorded by Kent, okay? All right? So I could get people's names changed back to their given name or back to godly name, okay? Okay, so, okay, it was not true. I'm not in a sexual relationship with Joshua Higgins, nor has he ever, okay?
Untrue.
Okay,
it is false.
Okay, penetrated my butthole. Okay? Okay? And you need to tell the truth on that, okay, Joshua? Okay?
What do I need to tell the truth?
That you made that statement so that I could change people's names, change back. Okay? Tell the truth.
Well, I made that statement out of love. I made that statement out of love.
Well, yeah, but you know it wasn't true. You know it wasn't true. Okay?
No, Ken, my question to you is what is truth? Because, like,
evidently, is not true. Okay? And everybody knows it.
I have
okay,
a pretty good answer. I have a pretty good answer. When you think about what is truth, what I'm
saying
is, and Tony, tell me what you think of it. I think whatever makes me happy is truth. Whatever I can just escape this world and live in paradise is truth. Wherever I'm at peace, that is my truth. And Ken, those words were my tight cock, my tight thick cock, your tight asshole. That was my truth. Metaphorically.
But it wasn't true, though. It never happened, okay?
Well, sure, it may have never happened, but at the same time, how do you define that as truth?
Because it's the truth. That's how you define it as the truth, okay?
That's
well,
a pretty shallow definition of truth.
I got a caller from 430. Hold on. Okay. Who do I got from 430? Hello? You're on the air. Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Who do I got from 430?
This is Big Willie. This is Big Willie. How you doing? This is Big Willie. How you doing?
All right.
Big Willie.
Okay, Big Willie. What's up, Big Willie?
Well, Ken, I be having issues. With my last show that be on.
Okay. Do not pay attention to the
what show?
Bloody Bucket.
What show being
bloody
on?
Bloody Buckets.
The Bloody Bucket Show.
Well, what about the Bloody Bucket?
Yes.
It had nothing to do with it. That was Pastor Kent.
No, Bloody Buckets calling in.
Okay, your Bloody Buckets calling
Bloody
in.
Buckets.
Okay.
I want to know why you hacked my show.
I didn't hack your show. I didn't hack your show. I tried to get in to be like I normally do, okay, and the password was already changed. So I thought you changed the password. Okay?
Well, I changed the password because why would I want you to log in? Why did you try to log in?
Well, why not? Why can't I log in? I mean, you gave me the login information, but why can't I log in to see the show? Okay?
You are no longer a co-host.
Huh?
You are no longer a co-host.
So? It doesn't mean I can't log in and see the show? Okay, and hear the show better. Okay, I can hear the show better on my computer. So
I have had better ratings before and after you were around.
Oh yeah, you bull. You didn't have better or nothing. Okay, that's a bunch of crap. Your ratings went up when I was on your show. Okay.
You and Ken Hopper are in cahoots.
No, we're not in cahoots. Okay, so
you gave him my password.
I didn't give him your
password. So what you did was you gave him my password, and he hacked my show.
I didn't give him your password to hack your show. Okay, I didn't.
We were friends.
Well, we are friends. Why would I do that? I mean, your mother's
you gave
a friend
to Ken
of mine.
Hopper.
I'm not friends with Ken Hopper. I wouldn't give him anything. That doesn't make sense, okay, for you accusing me to give Ken Hopper the password, because I wouldn't do that.
I do not believe you.
Well, okay, well, that's
Chris
your prerogative. Preston. That's your prerogative.
I'm no longer known as Bloody Buckets. I am known as Crypt Casket.
Are you known as what?
Crypt Casket.
I am
the dark tales of the crypt.
Okay. Well, whatever.
You do
good
not
luck with that. Good luck with that.
You do not want to anger me to access my dark side.
Okay. Well, you know what? Like I said, I'm not afraid. And I didn't do anything to your show. So, you know, have a good show as the dark side, okay? When you used to be in the light, I don't know what happened to you, okay? Evidently, you go back and forth, okay?
You have turned Kent Hopper evil.
I didn't turn Kent Hopper evil. You were already evil, you son of a bitch. Okay, just get off my
show.
Get
I know
my
what
show.
He's done. To me and my mother. There's
well,
no
I didn't have nothing to do with that.
There is absolutely no explanation for you to say he has done you wrong.
He has done me wrong.
I am
Goodbye.
The one who's done me wrong. He's
Goodbye.
Done me wrong.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Okay.
Get me.
Yeah, he's an idiot. I got rid of him. Okay, so he can stay on mute. Okay, but anyway, listen, I'm going to say God bless everybody. This show has now come to an end. Okay, I only did it for an hour and a half. And it's time for me to end the show. So I want to say God bless everybody. Thank you for calling in. Okay, we got a lot of things cleared up, a lot of things fixed. Okay, and hopefully it'll be fine in the future. Okay, so God bless you all and have a great night.